I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com, 877-324-4227, or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
Jones
and Mike. Real radio for real people who are real enough to realize they really still have a few things to figure out. Jones is a hockey-playing, city-living, vegan bachelor who practices transcendental meditation when he's not biking to shows and Cub games. Mike's a beer-swilling married father of four from suburbia. His motorcycling, marathoning, and martial arts are pretty much on the shelf while he limos children all over town to their activities for the next decade.
Sound familiar?
It's, you know, shit dudes say.
About family,
women,
philosophy,
politics,
history,
people,
money,
pop culture,
kids,
fighting,
business,
life.
Join the conversation.
312-957-7210.
Hashtag Jones and Mike.
24/7
worldwide
at jonesandmike.com.
On this episode, Jones has finally had enough of racist movies. And the guys talk about the top 10 reasons you should quit your job today.
This is Jones and Mike.
Jones and Mike.
It's Jones and Mike. We're deciding what our bumper sticker should be for the show. Jones, do you have any suggestions besides mine, which is, have you hugged a black person today?
Can
you beat that?
I don't think I can beat that. That sounds as good as any slogan I could come up with.
I don't know why there aren't more cars driving down the highways and byways of America that say that. Maybe if every car in America said that, we could get past this racial divide that just is omnipresent every day, every mother grabbing day, Jones.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I don't know that that necessarily interferes with people's lives. I'm now starting to wonder if there is, whether it's by design or by a higher power
Yes,
not God. Not the Almighty.
God wants
not the
this.
Almighty. I mean the man.
Oh, the man.
I don't know if it's the man that wants to get this agenda, keep this agenda rolling for us, or if it's our own natural choice. That there may be a comfort zone of kind of creating this space. All right, I brought it up to you before the show started.
Thank God you shared your thoughts with me. I hate being in the dark.
Right. So I actually don't really know what you meant by that, but I felt like
Did you think that was racist?
No, I didn't know. Racist. I didn't know because I thought you were going to.
See what I mean? Like literally, we're trained to be afraid of everything. Everything's like, I didn't mean that. Not to be racist. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. Okay. Well,
I literally can't say to be in the dark anymore without it being an anti-black comment.
I didn't know what you meant, but like you are one of those people where you try to make a play on words.
I do like puns. I do.
You are a very punny person.
Puns are my favorite part of the Reader's Digest. I love that.
Yeah,
part.
You are very much that
Where's
person.
Desi Arnaz buried? On the Isle of Lucy. Pun. Awesome pun.
That's great. So, and it's so funny that you love them. I hate them. But anyway, so I'm sitting at home this week and I see a trailer for what is no doubt going to be the number one box office movie when it comes out on Sunday night or Monday morning or whenever comes out.
Sunday night, Monday morning. What?
What?
No, the movies come out on like Fridays.
No, but I'm saying it'll be number one. They'll announce it as number one. Oh. They either announce it Sunday night or Monday morning.
I didn't mean to be racist there. Sorry.
No, you weren't racist. You were just jumping on my words.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I see a trailer for Get Hard.
Uh-huh.
The new Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart movie.
Which the man in me thinks this is going to be awesome.
Really?
Just the title. And then I see that it's those two boobs.
Right. Well, and now, so here's the thing. Like, originally I saw it, and I thought it was like, Will Ferrell's a cop, and Kevin Hart is another cop, and they're trying to catch these crooks, because that always seems to be the theme. Like, you take the white conventional cop and the black cop who does it his own way.
Well, yeah.
And
like,
you always put them together.
Yeah, 48 hours perfected that recipe.
Right, exactly. So I thought that's what it was about. But I kept seeing this trailer popping up again, and just all... It drives... Here's where I think that maybe... We as people naturally choose that route. There's some comfort zone of constantly acknowledging obvious differences among people. Because I know that it's going to be the number one movie in the country this weekend. And yet I'm looking at it going, how long is this formula going to be entertaining? Where it's the white guy and the joke is... He just doesn't know how to be around black people. They're just so strange.
Yeah.
They're like, they're from another planet. How do we deal with this? So I was like, what? I actually looked it up on IMDb because I wanted to see like, okay, what's the movie really?
Internet Movie Database.
About,
if
yes.
My mom's listening.
So I read the film. Here's the IMDb description.
And then we'll play the trailer.
Of Get Hard. When millionaire James King is nailed for fraud and bound for San Quentin.
That's the white guy. Has to
be. It is. He turns to Darnell Lewis, the black guy, to prep him to go behind bars.
Oh, my God.
And I just looked at that like, what? Like, Kevin Hart has money. Now,
inexplicably, he has money.
He does inexplicably have money, but there's always... And here's the pattern.
He's the richest, shortest guy of all time since Willie Schumacher.
Well, since Martin Lawrence, who was doing that shtick before him of always being
short.
Yeah. I think he is. I think he's pretty short.
Remember when he almost died by jogging in the desert?
No.
Yeah. Like he was perilously close to death. Martin Short. Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence.
I know.
Did you say Martin Short? Now I'm stuck on short people. All right, go on. Let's stick to the right black guy. We're talking about Kevin Hart.
Right.
Okay.
So it drives me nuts that how is someone, and I looked it up, the film was written by all white dudes. Actually, one of the writers, two of them were from Chicago. One of them was Adam McKay, who was on, when I was going through Second City's conservatory, he was just wrapping up being on the main stage.
Here we go.
So you had these all white dudes writing this film.
Tyler Perry didn't want to partake in this?
a white dude directs it.
Uh-huh.
And it amazes me that Kevin Hart says yes to it. You know, it's so easy to get people ramped up about, like, say, Ferguson, Missouri. And instantly, once I say that, people would be like, well, how could you compare the two? Yeah. You can't compare some Will Ferrell movie to what happened in Ferguson. But you can get people so ramped up about Ferguson, Missouri. And anyone, if they're being honest, at least has to admit there are some murky details. It's not just a clean black and white story. It's not just clear cut.
I don't know about that. Don't know that if you polled 100 black people, that they'd say, oh, yeah, there's some.
I'm saying, no. What I'm saying is people who. No, what I'm saying is people who. This is my judgment of other people. Yeah. People who are thinkers. I don't care what side of the aisle you are on. If you're right leaning, left leaning, if you're black, if you're white, if you're a thinker,
yeah.
You have to admit there's gray area in that story, right?
Well, yeah, there's two different stories being told.
Right, but there's a gray area.
Well, there's a gray area to white people because we're like, wait, the cop's got a different story than the black guy. Let's hear him out. And black people are like, yeah, the cop's always got a different story. So
heard on other side, on the other side of the aisle, I've heard a lot of black people saying we don't know what the whole story is. My point is this. It's not about Ferguson.
No, don't fight with me. I'm not the bad guy here. I'm on your side.
We can easily... Yeah. Thank God.
We're part of the same team, Jones.
I know.
Okay.
My point is this. You can get people easily ramped up over a story that clearly has a gray area. But something... How are people not getting ramped up about this? Saying that there was millions of dollars pumped into this message that, hey... When a white-collar criminal, a.k.a. smart, intelligent criminal, has to go to prison, he needs the help of who? Of course, a black man.
Yeah.
And it floors me that you're not seeing, like, Black Hollywood saying anything. You're not hearing people, moviegoers, just people speaking out about it. Like, I could see, like, a white dude stepping into this and thinking, like, well, if there are other black people here, I guess they're okay with the joke. I guess the joke's okay. And the other reality is... Because there's multiple realities in the world we live in.
Yes, there is.
It is perfectly okay what's going on, but it's my brain where I just look at this. It takes me back to, like, before Kevin Hart, there was Martin Lawrence. Same kind of thing, like the exasperated short black guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember being in a movie theater at Webster Place, which is that, and then there's an AMC theater up on Western and Fullerton, by Western and Fullerton. You get, like, a good cross-section of people.
Yeah.
And I'm in there with a whole group of people. We're watching this trailer at the Webster Place. It's Martin Lawrence. And his catchphrase to everything being this goofy cop was, "What the problem is?" Audiences were dying. But I'm like, how much longer is this going to be funny?
And now we know the answer. Forever.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com, 877-324-4227, or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
49ers All-Pro linebacker Patrick Willis stunned the football world when he retired at the age of 30. Still in the prime of his career and with many millions of dollars left on the table. The reason? His feet. He could no longer reach his highest potential without excruciating pain. Trouble with your feet can not only hobble you and keep you from experiencing and living life to the fullest, from reaching your highest potential, it can lead to severe problems throughout the rest of your body. Keep your feet happy and healthy. If you have pain or any issues, see Chicagoland's top foot and ankle specialist, Dr. Brian Shermonti, at the Foot and Ankle Center, two Chicagoland offices in Tinley Park and in Bridgeport. Make your appointment today. Your feet will thank you. 708-429-1377. That's 708-429-1377. And see him online at www.tinleyparkfootdoc.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
All of us know someone who has had breast cancer. It's just a fact. I lost my cousin to breast cancer when she was just 49. She left behind a husband and two great kids. She had so much life ahead of her. She was as tough as nails for nearly a decade, but eventually she left them and us. Deaths from breast cancer continue to climb even though billions of dollars have been raised and spent for research and treatments. Every year, tens of millions of women line up at their doctor's offices and clinics for their annual mammogram and checkups. And still, breast cancer seems to grow out of control. Statistically, at least one woman you love, a wife, your mom, your daughter, will get the news that my cousin got too, that they have breast cancer. Get the facts on breast cancer, its detection, and even its prevention. Go to MammoFacts.com and learn more than you're likely to at your doctor's office about detection and prevention. www.MammoFacts.com. That's MammoFacts.com. Get the Mammo Facts before you get the news.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
It's Jones and Mike. Jones is confessing that you have a grudge against little black guys.
What?
Is that what you're confessing to? Is that what I'm to understand?
No, you're understanding me incorrectly.
Okay.
I'm wondering how long I was trying to be clear, but then you kept interrupting me about this whole Ferguson thing when I was simply trying to make a point.
Yeah.
So, if you can calm your inner wolf blitzer.
Oh, does he interrupt people? Is that his thing?
Well, I don't know.
He looks like a wolf. I love when people and their name, their actions or their looks match their name, like that that pilot.
Wong Wei.
Yeah, Wong Wei, the greatest.
Yeah, the Chinese pilot
ever
that flew into an American plane.
Yeah, Wong Wei and Wolf Blitzer, and he looks like a real wolf. I love that guy. So he interrupts people, and so you were saying that you don't hate Kevin Hart. You hate the fact that he took a role in a movie that is so clearly, it's an affront to black America.
I wonder, actually, here's my real rub. How much longer is it really going, is that joke going to be funny to everybody? Like, I don't even want to come off being preachy, like, come on, white people. It's 2015. Let's get past this. It's, I bet you if you go into Webster Place this weekend or the AMC Theater, you're going to hear black, white, Latino laughing at every line and get hard. I guarantee it.
Yeah,
I'd be shocked.
I don't know. All right, so here's the trailer from this movie that you're referencing, Get Hard, with you know, the big buffoon, really. And I saw that he got honored as well recently. I don't understand America's love affair with Will Ferrell. I mean, I guess he's lovable, I guess, to a degree, but you know, he's not talented. He's somewhat humorous, but it's like, man, where are the real stars? We used to have Sinatra, and we used to have, like, manly men stars in this country. Now we've got Will Ferrell.
We got George Clooney.
Yeah, he doesn't even live here, so he's, like, Italy's problem now.
Right, okay.
All right, here's the trailer to this new movie. See for yourself if this is an affront to our racialist sensibilities.
James King.
Yes?
You're under arrest for fraud and embezzlement.
I sentence you to 10 years in a maximum security prison.
Not as bad as I've heard, is it?
Hell yeah, it's bad.
Teach me how to survive in prison the way you did.
Tell me how you know I went to prison.
Given your low economic status.
Wait, what?
Your perceived lack of college education.
Lack of, okay.
Statistically, you definitely went to prison.
What reason did you give him to assume that you went to jail?
I was being black.
You're not exactly a thug, Darnell.
All I gotta do is talk a little deeper. This is my prison readiness program. You master these skills, you will survive in prison. Let me see what your mad dog face look like.
What is a mad dog?
Your mad dog! What are you doing, James?
Sad dogging you. I think that's a strategy that could work. Please don't sexually assault me. I'm already too
sick. Oh, man. All right.
Okay, no, but the point is this. From even before Get Hard, years ago when I saw a trailer for a Martin Lawrence film, Blue Streak, where he was playing a cop, and every time something went wrong, his catchphrase was, "What the problem is?" And then he was kind of like the unconventional cop that does it the wrong way, but gets it done. And it was the same exact role. And this was actually, this pattern was first pointed out to me by Roger Ebert, like 20 years ago.
You and Raj.
Well, as I was watching on TV.
Oh, okay.
And he was reviewing this movie called Rising Sun. It was with Sean Connery and Wesley Snipes. And Roger Ebert started railing on it, like, how long are we going to go on this, you know, this racist storyline of this preconceived notion of how people act? And you could tell Gene Siskel kind of was like, what? He didn't really know where he was going.
Both their souls.
Yeah. So, but he made the point that in the movie, it featured Sean Connery and Wesley Snipes. Sean Connery was this worldly guy who spoke many languages. He understood different cultures. He was an expert on everything. And they were trying to solve this murder of this Japanese woman. And when the murder took them through to leads out in the black community, then all of a sudden, Sean Connery didn't know what to do. He didn't know how to communicate with people. He was completely lost. Roger Ebert's point being, so you're going to tell me this character is comfortable with every walk of life, but then all of a sudden, he finds himself in some urban American environment surrounded by black people, and he can't keep up. It's just like he's among aliens and he can't figure it out.
It's so foreign here.
Exactly. So that's where I was like, wow, I wouldn't have really thought of it that way. But now I've seen it time and again in all these movies, and I'm just like, it amazes me. To me, that's a pretty clear cut. That's a pretty clear cut racial turn that these writers and these directors and Hollywood's promoting. They'd have you believe we're like open to people and free thought and liberal left, and we want to promote we want to uplift people. But then they put this message out there, but no one says anything. People are going to be rolling in the aisles this weekend at this movie.
Well, yeah. So this seems like it's something that's made for whites. So, you know, I'm not an expert, but I happen to believe that black people go to different movies than white people. You're saying saying that you were at a theater, Webster Place, that that was biracial or multiracial.
Yeah, I mean, Webster, I'm just saying, like, that kind of draws a decent percentage of, you know, ratios of white, Latino, black going to the same film. Yeah. And I bet you, because Kevin Hart's in it, I bet you there's a ton of black people that go to this.
Yeah, I don't know. Do black people find him funny? I don't know why anyone finds him funny necessarily.
Well, he got his start on BET.
Okay. All right. Well, so, you know, my premise is that I once, and I honestly haven't checked it recently, but I'm assuming that it still holds. I once saw the top, like, 100 TV shows for blacks, for example. Not for blacks, but watched by blacks. And it was all these shows I never even heard of, right? Like, and this was years ago. So I remember being like, what? Oh, is that on WB? What is this show? Like, I didn't hear, I had never heard of any of these shows. And then obviously, you know, they went to the whitelist and it was all of the, oh, I know that show, I know that show, I know that show. Those are all huge shows. So, you know, when Tyler Perry makes $80 million in a year and my wife and other folks are like, I don't even know anything he's in. Is he the Madea guy? You know, and where he's so foreign to white people. And most, I don't know. I don't find him funny at all. But black people love him.
Well, he's someone who works in that gray area as well, because a lot of black people have been critical of him that he plays on stereotypes also.
Well, right. So,
but his movies are well supported.
He could do a Madea flick every 3 months. They're that sucky. They're like Lifetime quality, Lifetime channel movie quality, and it's just him in drag, you know, next to blackface. What's more, you know, offensive, right? And he's not particularly talented, it doesn't seem like to me, but his name is just now lent to everything, cartoons and branded apparel and you name it, the guy's everywhere and makes a bazillion dollars a year. So but it seems to me, yeah, it would seem at some point when you're making $80 million a year, you have crossover appeal. But I don't know. I don't know many black white people are like, hey, man, did you see the new Madea? It's pretty good, man. Madea, 4th of July, man. It's explosive. It's really funny. I don't hear any people talking about that stuff. So I'm assuming that on the South Side that they're watching different stuff than I am.
Right. But at the same
point. And I celebrate that.
Okay.
So I'm assuming this movie is for white people. Which
right,
is
but
why,
it still wouldn't go unnoticed. It still wouldn't go unnoticed, well, with as much as it's being promoted.
Yes.
Wouldn't black people see that and be like, why?
No.
Why?
No, because it's being promoted on white channels during the white shows.
Okay, then let's go right back to Ferguson, Missouri. So some black kid that nobody knew about, nobody knows this kid in Missouri. But then this story catches fire because he was killed, allegedly, or however you want to phrase it, by a white police officer, and the country
murdered.
Is up in murdered, whatever you want to say. Everybody was up in arms for weeks on end. People caught that story,
yeah.
But you can't tell me that black people, if you were like, hey, what do you think of the new Get Hard film with Kevin Hart? Like, what? I've never heard of this. No, of course they're seeing it. They get the movies promoted on sporting events that all cultures watch, you know,
okay.
Baseball, basketball,
yes.
What have you. So it's out there.
It is up
but I'm
there.
Not hearing that's the thing. And I'm not even putting pressure on anybody like, how come black people aren't saying anything? How come white people aren't saying anything? I guess I'm just sitting there going, am I really that much different than everybody that I'm looking at it going, oh my God, how long are we going to go on with the same tired joke?
Well, and the old tired Mike Noonan line and answer to you is that it isn't a problem because the powers that be have not framed it as a problem. The media, you know, pushes certain stories and doesn't push other stories. And so, like it or not, you know, people, they need to be told what to think. And that's all races, all creeds. Everyone's so busy doing their daily jobby job stuff, their family stuff, that until Matt Lauer and Wolf Blitzer get on TV and say, you know what, this is a problem. Or, you know, in black media until Tavis Smiley or whoever, you know, they listen to frames it as a problem. It's not a problem. Until Sharpton says it's a problem, it ain't a problem.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, we'll talk more about this because we're going to find a solution to this in the next 30 minutes. It's Jones and Mike. 49ers All-Pro linebacker Patrick Willis stunned the football world when he retired at the age of 30. Still in the prime of his career and with many millions of dollars left on the table.
The reason? His feet. He could no longer reach his highest potential without excruciating pain. Trouble with your feet can not only hobble you and keep you from experiencing and living life to the fullest, from reaching your highest potential, it can lead to severe problems throughout the rest of your body. Keep your feet happy and healthy. If you have pain or any issues, see Chicagoland's top foot and ankle specialist, Dr. Brian Shermonti, at the Foot and Ankle Center. Two Chicagoland offices in Tinley Park and in Bridgeport. Make your appointment today. Your feet will thank you. 708-429-1377. That's 708-429-1377. And see him online at www.tinleyparkfootdoc.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
Extreme endurance athlete Annabelle Bond holds the record for being the first woman to climb the so-called seven summits within one calendar year, an achievement that boggles the mind. For the first time ever, Annabelle's personal choice for peak performance, transcendent health, and even age-defying appearance is available to people in the United States. Whether you're seeking the ultimate edge in the gym or in the boardroom, now you can access the very same resource Annabelle and countless others across the globe have in their corner. Founder of the Swiss Nutrition Research Institute, German-trained naturopath, the man who's even the personal nutritionist to a Saudi royal prince, Kareem Chubin, is now consulting patients in Chicago. Go to KareemChubin.com now to learn more about how Kareem's methods can help you feel invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable. The key to health and happiness is already inside of you. Let Kareem Chubin show you how to find it, use it, and keep it forever. Get your consultation on nutrition, health, and happiness at KareemChubin.com. KareemChubin.com.
All of us know someone who has had breast cancer. It's just a fact. I lost my cousin to breast cancer when she was just 49. She left behind a husband and two great kids. She had so much life ahead of her. She was as tough as nails for nearly a decade, but eventually, she left them and us. Deaths from breast cancer continue to climb even though billions of dollars have been raised and spent for research and treatments. Every year, tens of millions of women line up at their doctor's offices and clinics for their annual mammogram and checkups. And still, breast cancer seems to grow out of control. Statistically, at least one woman you love, a wife, your mom, your daughter, will get the news that my cousin got too, that they have breast cancer. Get the facts on breast cancer, its detection, and even its prevention. Go to mammofacts.com and learn more than you're likely to at your doctor's office about detection and prevention. www.mammofacts.com. That's mammofacts.com. Get the mammo facts before you get the news.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at jonesandmike.com.
It's Jones and Mike. We're coming to you from Chicagoland Multimedia Studios, the leaders in audio, video, web, email, and mobile marketing. Visit chicagolandmultimedia.com or text content to 75309 right now for your free consultation from chicagolandmultimedia.com. So I believe, Jones, that race is used as a method to distract, to divide and conquer Americans. And I don't know who does it, but until the media, until the Today Show, until CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, until all of those media outlets decide that a Ferguson is going to be a Ferguson and an Eric Garner is going to be an Eric Garner. And until they all decide that, you know, what is going to be the big story du jour, it ain't a story. So this movie business, this Get Hard, Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell movie, you know, black folks aren't upset about it because nobody's told them that they should be riled up about it yet. And that's not a slight on them. White folks don't get riled up until we're told that we should be riled up about something too. That's what I believe, because I believe ultimately at least someone wants to keep us in little boxes. And as you know, I believe everything comes back to money. And so I believe there's an economic reason for keeping us all in little boxes and kind of leery of each other and kind of doing our little grunt work, ant worker ant thing.
Well, and I read a book this week, Freedom by Adam Kokesh. And he talked about this same idea. That, you know, the man, the forces that be, are the ones who kind of, you know, pulling the strings and creating this wealth divide, and also control communication media outlets that can also really direct people's attention of things like racial divides that will distract the general populace. And we won't really pay attention to the larger issue, which is the increasing wealth divide in this country. So I actually happened to read a book that discussed that exact same idea. And as I read it, it made perfect sense to me. But I still, I don't know, I still come back to, I understand what you're saying. Things become a problem when there is a larger outlet out there that tells people that there's a problem. But at the same point, there still are more methods of communication than there were in decades and years prior. And just to not see any kind of communication of that sort, I'm still just kind of like, I don't know, what is going on?
No. Yeah. And I wish that people thought for themselves as well, but they just don't. And even anymore, man, I'm convinced that people, they don't even read more than just a few characters. Like, I think that Twitter is a mechanism for control as well. It's trained people to feel like they actually know the facts of something in a sentence or less, in 140 characters. And so knowing that, now I, you know, and probably my several hundred friends on Facebook probably are tired of it, but every day I opine on some story. And I do it because I believe that they're just going to read my paragraph and they're going to feel like they know the story. And I'm not misleading anybody, but I am. It's commentary. It's no different than some columnist in a newspaper would take some topic or some story and kind of riff on it for 500 or 1,000 words or whatever they do in the newspaper. And so I'm just doing it in a few paragraphs, and I'm pretty sure that they never click through to the rest of the story. As Paul Harvey would say, they're just going, yeah, all right. So I don't agree with him, but I know the story now. And so I kind of take advantage of that a little bit. But I think it's really dangerous that folks feel like they have, you know, and I don't know if it's an attention deficit thing in the modern world or what, but people just kind of take what's given to them, spooned out to them, and they kind of move on and go, okay, I know about that, man. And again, I'm empathetic to that, man. A wife, four kids, lots of responsibilities. I own my own business, for lack, you know, of a better phrase. Is that what this is?
That was real confident.
Well, what is this? I don't know what it is. It's
your own business.
It started off that nobody would hire me, and so here I am. I'm still just nobody will hire me, so every day I just get up and try to make a dollar. And some days I literally make a dollar. So a lot of things to worry about. So it's easy to kind of fall out of the groove and go out there and make up your own mind. I'm going to make up my own mind. Meanwhile, I think that, you know, the stuff you're finding online, it's still filtered for you. You're still only being served up, you know, and I love that phrase because that's how they call it. You know, when you're being shown information, it's being served up to you like gruel, like slop in your bowl. It's being served up to you. So you feel like you're getting a full like view of the world, but you're not. You're some ISP and some company is deciding what to show you.
Right. No, and I think on to a certain level, you're right. And I do think there are forces that be that are controlling what we see, what we discuss. But there has to be more. I just have to believe that there are more thinking people out there, and there are more means of communication than ever. That you can't, there are so many different means of communication now that somehow a message about this, because even just to have this discussion, I think is a serious discussion, but it's still a pedestrian discussion. There's no reason to flip a table over discussing, you know, the racial meaning behind, get hard,
which sounds like a Linda Lovelace movie from 77.
So you say. Yeah. I don't even know of what you speak.
Oh, okay then.
So
how to break out of the little boxes that it, let's just accept my premise that we're all put into these little boxes and segregated, if you will. And every now and then somebody stokes the embers and it rises into flames of racial division. So how to break out of that mindset, if that's true?
Well, and then but here's the other thought, though, is as much as I sit there and I'm watching this going, when does this joke get old? When do people start saying this stuff? As I'm watching it and watching people not react to it while I react to it, it does cause me to wonder, is there a comfort zone? Do people have a comfort zone to be in these bubbles? To be in these racial bubbles, to have this idea that there is a comfort in gentlemanly racism, gentlemanly racist ways, I guess. You know, we all get the joke about what a black person does, or we all get a joke about a white person does, and black and white and Latino alike, we stay in these boxes, and there's a comfort zone there, rather than really trying to branch out and communicate a different idea or learn something about somebody else or realize when a certain joke or what was humorous to generations past has worn itself out become old.
Yeah.
But I don't see that happening. So I just wonder, is there even outside of us saying, well, it's the man, maybe it's the man, they're controlling the spigot and the way we think, is there internally inside of us, I don't know why we would be designed this way, but is there something internally inside of us, a tribal mentality, where it's almost natural to look at people and try to see what's different first so what you can know about yourself?
Well, absolutely. In fact, I got into trouble for this week. So speaking of social media, I seized upon a story of Barack Obama's wife, Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama's mother, well, I guess it's an old quote, but it surfaced this week because she said when posed with the question, were you concerned when Michelle and Barack, you know, kind of started courting, were you concerned that she was marrying a biracial man? She said, no, I was actually happy because it could have been worse. He could have been white. And so this quote surfaced this week. And, you know, I seized upon it to say, you know what? The Obamas are racist. And you know what? I think that's okay. I think that all of us are racist. Deep down inside, I think it's an innate, hardwired part of the human condition to want to be around your own tribe, the people that look like you, and the people that you understand, and people from other tribes who don't look like you. You're leery of them. And I think it's been in our makeup for 100,000 years. Have humans been around 100,000 years?
I have no idea.
A long time. A long time.
Well, now,
and of course, people were like, I'm not racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. And
right,
I'm like,
right.
I think we all are. So sorry.
Although I will say this. Along that line of what you were saying, like, I just, you know, we all of these, you know, racial sensibilities and staying with, you know, in your own kind, there's a comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if, have you not had this experience? When you are have a good vibe going with another black dude, though, like a random black guy that you met, doesn't it feel better than having a good vibe with a random white dude you met?
Yeah, it does
Doesn't
feel
it,
like a breakthrough.
Isn't
like,
it weird? It does feel like, yeah.
You're going to be my new friend.
Right, yes.
And I'll be, yeah, finally.
Isn't that weird? It's true, though.
It's Jones and Mike.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.
49ers All-Pro linebacker Patrick Willis stunned the football world when he retired at the age of 30. Still in the prime of his career and with many millions of dollars left on the table. The reason? His feet. He could no longer reach his highest potential without excruciating pain. Trouble with your feet can not only hobble you and keep you from experiencing and living life to the fullest, from reaching your highest potential, it can lead to severe problems throughout the rest of your body. Keep your feet happy and healthy. If you have pain or any issues, see Chicagoland's top foot and ankle specialist, Dr. Brian Shermonti, at the Foot and Ankle Center, two Chicagoland offices in Tinley Park and in Bridgeport. Make your appointment today. Your feet will thank you. 708-429-1377. That's 708-429-1377. And see him online at www.tinleyparkfootdoc.com.
I've been very happy with the fish oil that I've received. I trust that it's PCB, mercury-free, it's clean, it's wild-caught, and it's the best stuff that I found.
Chris is just one of thousands of satisfied Pacific Rim customers around the world and here in Chicago. You need omega-3s daily, but most of us here in Chicago do not get nearly enough of them from our diet. Even worse, if you're like me, you eat too much beef, and that drives up your omega-6s. Those are the omegas that lead to inflammation in your joints and in your arteries. As I like to say, omega-3s counteract the beef sandwiches. They lower cholesterol, reduce inflammation, joint and back pain, boost brain function and eyesight, improve circulation and performance, open your lungs, and give you a healthier heart. Why are you not getting all of these benefits from Pacific Rim Omegas? Try Pacific Rim for free. Just pay the shipping. This is an exclusive offer just for listeners of this radio station. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com and get your free trial of Pacific Rim. Go to radio.mydailyomega.com.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
Jones and Mike Worldwide at JonesandMike.com.
Jones and Mike, are you in a little box that somebody has put you in? Are they feeding the storylines to you? Are they serving up what you should believe? Can you break out of it? Is it like the Matrix, where you can take a red pill or a blue pill? Have you seen the Matrix, Jones?
Are you kidding me?
Did we watch it together?
No, I was harassing you for years to watch it.
Oh, so you're a proponent, as they say in some circles.
Well, the first one, the second two are awful.
Well, yeah. But the first one I thought was pretty groundbreaking.
It was. I was beating you over the head for years to watch it.
Especially if you look at it from this through this lens. If you look at it like just like it's a movie and like, oh my God, he can dodge bullets. It's amazing. Then you don't really get it. But if you look at it from like a, yeah, man, we're all in the Matrix, man. In fact, I saw online on the interwebs, somebody did like a 2.5 hour like PowerPoint presentation at some conference about all of the backstories of that movie, which, you know, and after about 30 minutes, I was like, all right, Honey Badger gives zero Fs about this. I got to move on. But the Matrix, are we plugged into it? Is somebody holding us back? Are they feeding up like, yeah, man, now hate blacks now, hate whites now, hate Latinos now? And if so, is it for economic reasons, which is what I would say to you? And on our Facebook page this week, you can go and you can look up this article that we shared up there from a guy named James. Do you know his last name? Altucher?
I think it's Altucher.
Fine. Crazy-haired mofo. His blog is called Choose Yourself, and the article he wrote, which was fabulous, is 10 reasons why you have to quit your job this year, which is just scandalous. It's reckless, frankly, for most people to even consider. Like, oh my God, this is clickbait, but I need to click it. Meanwhile, I'm like, yeah, nobody would hire me, so like here I am, and so I really didn't quit my job. Like, I just quit, you know, I had the inability to get hired, and so here I am 3 years later in business for myself. It sounds like I'm an entrepreneur, right? But everybody has said, man, I'm just going to quit this job today. I am going to quit it, but then they don't. So this guy is advocating for this. And so go to Jones and Mike. It's facebook.com/Jones and Mike and see the top 10 reasons why this guy says you should quit your job. Number six is the one that hit home for me, Jones. Number six is not number six. Well, number four is money is not happiness. But, you know, that's kind of almost cliche at this point.
Yeah.
The one that I liked actually was number three. It's corporations don't like you. Corporations don't like you. The job of the boss, of your supervisor, is to keep you in a box, essentially, is what this paragraph means. They don't want you to feel empowered, entitled, to want to grow, to want more out of life. They want you to love that 67 grand a year and to not believe that you're capable of more. Not that money is happiness, but as you've rightly pointed out, money is power. It gives you options. So, you know, we all are like, oh my God, and I'm, you know, I don't want to leave my $67,000 a year job because I'm on pace to get to 78. It's like, oh yeah, what are you going to do with that extra 12 grand? You're going to spend it on a TV and a car. And then what? And then you're still going to be enslaved to your job. So does this resonate with you in any way?
It does. It does not. And I had read an article previously by this guy. He likes to kind of break south. The article that I read previously, and I had spoken to you about it years ago, is don't send your kids to college. It's a waste of money.
Yeah.
Give them money to run their own business.
Yeah.
And they will learn more from that than going into the collegiate system.
I love it.
And I loved his train of thought, so I was down with it. So once I saw the crazy haired guy, I was like, this is the guy I was always telling Mike about.
Yeah.
So when I read through the 10 reasons why you should quit your job, I was down with it, totally down with it, and I dig it. And you know, this is kind of choosing that to a degree, because he does mention in there, you know, if you can't quit immediately, you need to start working on what is going to be your passion, your fulfillment. So I think that way. I totally get it. But almost going off of my train of thought this whole week about, you know, different races, non-reactions to get hard, and thinking like, is it in us? Do we prefer these bubbles?
Yeah.
You know, are we programmed this way, or do we just instinctively to prefer to remain in these little safe protective pods that we set up for ourselves? Are we programmed to run our own lives? I mean, is it really possible that everybody can do that? I mean, every once in a while, someone breaks out of the matrix, so to speak, and does that. And then they tell everybody else, it's possible. You can do it. You can do it. But can you? Is it really up to people? I mean, are we really wired that way to make those choices?
Yeah, and I've thought quite a bit about that, because I've tried to plug back into the matrix, and you know, the resume wasn't popping or the interviews didn't go well. So then I was like, all right, well, I'm still self-employed, I guess. and so I've tried to take the red pill or whatever color pill you're supposed to take to get back into the matrix, and I keep spitting it back out. So here I am, unplugged, as it were, and I thought, like, okay, well, all right, if I better make this work, I got four kids, I got to make this work. And so I've thought, like, all right, I have to staff up, I have to find vendors, I have to find employees, interns, all this stuff. And you know, how do I put them in that little box where they do my stuff now? How do they
right.
help? How do I motivate and kind of empower them to do their gig, but not want to leave me too soon, right? So I've started to think that way. So, but here's what I've come to the conclusion of. I think a lot of people, they want to be in that box, man. They don't want the decisions. They don't want to have responsibility. They like the bubble. And I want them to feel empowered and to know you can leave this bubble anytime you want. And in fact, I want you to, but I'm pretty sure you probably won't. Because
okay.
It sucks to be me. It sucks to have all of the worries.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. And I sometimes feel in that same kind of track as well. So
yeah.
here's a quick question.
Uh-huh.
Given that I'm looking at an America that will probably make Get Hard the number one film in the country,
disgusting.
And I'm scratching my head
yeah.
at Black, white, Latino, and Asians alike.
Yeah.
Why are we
uh-huh.
going to watch this film? And the 10 reasons that we should quit our jobs, but maybe we're not programmed to do that.
Uh-huh.
What percentage of this population do you think thinks like we do? How much of a minority? We have to be in the minority.
Thinks,
what's our percentage?
Entrepreneurially, or thinks that they're trapped in a matrix, or what's the question?
Thinks that they're trapped in a matrix, wants to get out of the pod.
Oh, I think 80%, 90%, 99%. I think everybody has this debate within them. But then, yeah, this article is, well, how do you get started? And that's always the hardest thing. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Confucius knew his stuff.
Let's just close on that.
It's tough, man. It's tough. But you gotta just take that first baby step.
Namaste.
Have you ever listened to a radio show and thought, I could do better than that? Who hasn't? But have you ever thought about actually doing your own show? Now that seems a little more daunting for most people. Hosting your own show helps spread the word about you and your expertise, your business, product or service, charity, or any organization at all. When you have your own show, people listen to you, get the credibility, authority, and visibility you deserve. Chicago Pod Show has the studios, equipment, people, and experience to help you launch your own show almost instantly. Host a show that's heard 24/7 on iTunes, YouTube, mobile apps, websites, or even on the radio. Chicago Pod Show does it all for you. All you have to do is be the star or the expert you already are. Find out how easy getting your own soapbox can be. Visit ChicagoPodShow.com or call 312-725-8017. ChicagoPodShow.com.
In 2013, a team of media professionals and strategists was assembled that has become the de facto marketing department for companies throughout Chicagoland, across America, even around the world. It helps businesses with almost every manner of marketing and media, from managing multi-million dollar media budgets that have made its clients many millions more, to producing best-in-class websites, eye-popping image and sales video content, and audio and publishing content that paints pictures, touches hearts, and activates minds. It has brought the most elusive of letters within the grasp of most any business. ROI. If your company or product needs to be seen, heard about, and experienced by the right people more often, you need ChicagolandMultimedia.com. 877-324-4227. Or grab your cell phone right now and text CONTENT to 75309 for your free consultation from ChicagolandMultimedia.com.